Have you ever had a moment where you think, man, someone should really do something about this? Then you realize maybe that someone is you. Well, with the help of GoFundMe, you can change someone's life. You could start a GoFundMe to help a friend pay for school, fund that new community space, or help a local kid finally get to that national competition. I've seen this myself. Last year, a friend of mine launched a GoFundMe to help with medical bills after an unexpected surgery. It was incredible how fast the support rolled in. People want to help. They just need a way to do it. And GoFundMe makes it easy. So do you have a dream, a person, or a cause in your life that could use some support? Don't wait for someone else to bring change. You can be the one who makes a difference. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform, trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great
International Tart Talking Podcast, is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, Castbox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her, chicks, yes.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I have, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go, crunching ice in our ear. It ain't even ice. It's a Tootsie fucking roll. It's a Tootsie roll. That's what you get, thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk Bish.
What's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you back to an all-new episode of Talk with Turk. We are on our 100th episode, and I told you guys that once I get the studio set up, we were going to get on and running. And I am here today with two special guests today, and we're going to switch things up today, and I can't wait to introduce them. First, I have my lovely co-host, Coco B, in the building.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing?
She is here to join us today, and we are going to celebrate some of the best moments that we've had here on Talk with Turk.
That we are.
And I also have a very, very special guest, my brother Denzel, no, not Washington, from...
Hello. I'm from the 2-5. You already know. It's your boy, Denzel.
2-5.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just glad that you guys are here today to do this with me. We go back, all of us, and I'm just excited for this moment.
I'm glad I could make it.
You know, we here, and I think we should go ahead and take a shot and cheers to my 100th episode here. Well, y'all already took y'all.
We clinking, okay.
So.
Yes, sir.
We are here, you guys, and it's been a long journey for me, and I want to start the show by, you know, just letting my audience know what I got going on the pipeline. I want to shout out to The Compound Incorporated in Winston-Salem. My season 6 is in production. This is where I have celebrity interviews and celebrity guests, and we'll talk about a plethora of things on this new season. And it's going to be so professional. It's going to be out of this world. So I know you guys have been waiting for that. I didn't want to wait too long to give you guys the 100th episode, though. So I went ahead and did it from the in-home studio. And I have to shout out to my men. Thank you to my men for making all of this possible. We got 3 camera views now, bitch. Like, what's up? Coco got her own camera. Denzel got his own camera. So we doing it big, you guys. And we're just progressing as it goes, as the day goes, you know, when it comes to podcasting and audio and video. It's just so much that comes into it. Like,
it's a lot of work, friend.
Yeah, like,
it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
It looks easy when you watching it, But it's a lot of work that goes in.
It's not easy. And they think it's easy, but it's not easy, because the many nights I've had working on this podcast and just wanting things to happen. Like, I remember when I first started, I was like, I wonder why I'm not getting like celebrity interviews. I wonder why I'm not getting celebrity guests. It's because I didn't do the research. Mm-hmm. And when I did the research, I was able to find out how to send a pitch and a proposal to, or a show run to these celebrity guests. That's what they want to see. They want to see that it's put together, that it's cohesive. They want to see what you bring to the table. So it's been a journey to get here. 100 episodes, like, a lot of people start podcasts and they don't even get to their 100th episode.
I was going to save that to the end of your, you know what I'm saying? But I was going to say that. Maybe
the
due diligence that you put in.
Thank you.
That's why you still around here. Because, you know, you see everybody want to start a podcast.
They are. They trying to.
About 5 to 10 episodes.
You're 5 to 10 episodes and you don't see them since. And this is not to shit on other people, but, you know, especially when it comes to people who have so many opinions about what you do and your craft and how much hard work you put into it. Like, what makes you think you can judge me and what I have going on when you want to do the same thing I'm doing, you just don't have the drive to do it.
To keep doing it.
You know,
I applaud you, friend. You're doing your thing. Period.
Thank you so much. But we are here, 100th episode, and I'm going to switch things up this time. Instead of me doing the interviewing and me doing all the talking, I'm going to let my friends interview me.
Okay.
For the 100th episode, I just feel like it was only right to do that. Like, it just made sense because I never really got to really just talk from an interviewee's perspective, like, about my own life, how I got here, and how this came to fruition. So I want you guys to take the floor, and I'm just here as a guest on my show today.
Okay. Love that for me. Okay, so look, I'm here for it. All right, so then, I guess, where would we want to start? I guess that's where we start. How did the journey for Talk With Turf Bitch start altogether?
Okay, so when I graduated from A&T 2019, I didn't know, like, where life was going to take me at that moment. My mother was getting sick, and she was actually about to pass away that year, later on that year. So I was in the preparing phase, and I was like, and I know she always wanted me to follow my dreams and to, like, just be artistic and be creative and just make sure that I keep myself busy and doing something. And I was like, what can I do? What is my passion? What is my goal? What do I really long for? And I was like, I'm kind of like a Wendy Williams or a Funky Dineva. I want to give my opinion. I want to give my viewpoints, because a lot of people always tell me, like, what you say don't matter or your opinion don't matter. And I always actually believed that. I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't be saying what I feel, or, you know, what I feel about different stuff. Or some people tell me my opinions are stupid or delusional, or, you know, whatever the case may be. And I was like, you know, I feel like I can create my own lane and have my own voice. Let me figure out how to start a podcast. And that gives me free reign to, like, talk about music, reality TV, because everybody knows I love reality TV. Housewives, to be exact, for one, like, that's, I love Housewives. I am a Housewives connoisseur, Housewives fan to the death of me. And I really love to talk about anything under the sun reality TV wise. So that's really how it began. I just researched it and it came to life in 2020. I got my graphics together. Shout out to Denzel for helping in the beginning phase as well. Like, he was very instrumental in making sure that I actually push forward and follow my dreams. Just gave me that motivation.
So push for follow through.
Yeah, like, so I always commend him, and even like past episodes, I still thank Denzel to this day. Also, shout out to Ryan Out Loud from the Ryan Out Loud podcast. Also to Them Boys podcast as well. Stevie So Fetch, shout out to you as well, because you guys really also motivated me to do a podcast. And Ryan Out Loud, he actually gave me a lot of tips on how to start. He told me how to get the podcast started up and running. You know, all you need is a distributor. And so I was like, who can I go with? So I just researched, like I said. That's the main thing when you're podcasting and just trying to get into this
that
industry.
Due diligence is real, friend.
Yeah. So shout out to Spotify for Creators. At first it was called anchor.fm, but they're my distributor for all of my platforms where my podcast is on. And shout out to Good Pods as well. They are one of my They just basically push my podcast in different areas. So just put it that way. They integrate my podcast in different metrics, analytics, and all of that stuff to get it worldwide. And so I'm grateful for podcasts, Good Pods as well. So yeah, that's basically how we got here. All said and done.
So your voice and what it is that you wanted to say, what were some things that you've always wanted to express that you finally have the opportunity to express now that you have your own podcast?
For those things, I just want to express like individuality for one, like and creativity, because that is what matters the most, and that's what makes your brand for one. I do believe that we all are entitled to our own creativity, like I say, our own opinions, and whatever your lane is, you can carve out your own lane for that. You know what I'm saying? So all is said and done, that's basically it. I just want my podcast to show my interests, things that I know about, and just hot topics that are just everyday that everybody just has general conversations with, because I call my best friend and we just talk about different stuff randomly. We were like, you heard what happened with the Jay-Z case? You know, like just anything under the sun.
Yep. The same stuff that you talk about with your people when you, hey, you seen that on the same type deal.
Right.
Give a homie vibe. I like it.
Okay.
I like it. So I got a question for you. Top five funniest or most inspiring moments from like your past 100 episodes.
The one episode that's just off the top of my head is my spirituality episode. I really got deep into who I was and things that I may see or may hear on a daily. Like, I just really talked about my spirituality. And a lot of people, it's actually one of the highest episodes as well, because people want to know when it comes to, like, spiritual things. Like, they want to hear about your moments that you may have had with people from the past life or things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And I did talk a bit about that. And that was one of my favorite episodes because it was my first time, like, kind of being vulnerable on my own show.
Okay.
Second moment, I'll say TC, Tyon, having Tyon on my podcast, because he was my very first, like, really big celebrity guest. And we talked about a lot, and he's one of my favorite, like, male vocalists.
Yeah, you had him a few times on the show.
Yeah, so he's been on the show twice, so shout out to TC. He goes by Tyon now. He's worked with Tamar Braxton, Brandy, Beyonce, so many people. So he's out here doing his thing, so shout out to him. Let's see, I gotta get three more moments. That's for top five. Okay. Right off the bat, I mean, I would just to fill in my last three moments, I'm not even gonna try to think that deep because it's been 100 episodes now.
Right.
But
it's a lot of episodes to see through in your mind.
Yes. Also, Ashley, Tamar Davis.
Yes, episode. That was a great interview.
Yes, it was a great interview. She
was so impressed.
And then she commended us on our skills. Yes. So that really pushed me even further. I was like, oh, she said we sound professional. We're doing a great job. Mm-hmm. And she loves the platform. And it was a great time with her as well. Mm-hmm. So Ashley Tamar Davis is definitely one to remember being on the show.
Billboard Baby was good too.
Billboard Baby, yes, that's a good one for the fourth one. And she's actually going to come back to the show next season as well. So shout out to Billboard Baby. We love you.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all.
And then I guess the last moment would be Monty 336.
Yes.
Yeah, so
that
like
that was a lit episode.
That was very lit. Like she came to the house, to the studio. And this was before the studio got to where it is now in the house. Like, okay. So now we're a little more professional. We got different cameras, different angles. Lighting right. is up now. You know, as y'all can see, we got everything going on now.
Right.
So those are my top five right there.
I like that.
So what about those particular moments, and especially the one that you mentioned where it was lit? What was lit about it? Like, what made the atmosphere what it was?
It was everything.
Yeah. Like, especially for when Monty was here, like, we just all got drunk. We was drinking.
We was, like, just having a great time. It was like, vibing. Your homegirl.
Yeah, we was just talking about different things, like, everything under the sun. And actually being able to, like, feel that person's energy in person. Like, we see them on TV, but being able to actually be around them and see that they're just normal people like we are, you know? And so, shout out to Monty 336. We love you, girl. And yeah, we're supposed to be linking again and collaborating again for season 6. So, she'll be back. She's not going anywhere either. She's in Greensboro. So
amazing.
Yeah. So, that's what made that moment. Those moments like really special, just being able to be in them and talk to those people actually.
And then you mentioned the Tyon episode or TC episode, and you mentioned him being one of your favorite male vocalists.
Yes.
So like, is sound or music something that drives you? And if so, where did that start?
Yes, music actually drives me a lot. Like, I love music. I talk about music every day. It's not a day where I'll get tired of music, but we'll get tired of music like probably later on in them. I done listen to music all day, but nighttime, I'm gonna let it go. We just gonna watch TV. But in terms of music, like, I love music. I love anything about music, especially a sample. Like, I love when people sample music. It could be even people in the 90s who have sampled music from the 60s and the 70s. Like, I love stuff like that. I love the different elements of music. I'm not just based in one genre. My music palette is very extensive. Like, I listen to everything, not just one thing.
And eclectic.
I love everything. Like, so I don't limit myself to anything or just like one specific culture or genre in music. Cause you know, being African American, they make you feel like you can't listen to nothing else outside of rap and R&B. And
baby,
I'm like,
please.
That's not true. Like,
gospel,
especially the way I was grew up, they like, why are you listening to that mess? Like, that pop music. Like, Mariah Carey is not mess to me. Like, Britney Spears ain't mess to me. Janet ain't mess.
Love me some Britney.
To me. Like, still love Britney. You can see I got a vinyl of her too. So, but from a young age, my mom had me in choir, like at church. And she put me in this other choir where we actually recorded a CD. So I actually am a recording artist.
Okay, period. Okay. Let them know.
Me and my fiance listened to that CD. It was a hoot listening to it now in today's time because we recorded on VHS or whatever that was, cassette tape back then. You know, this is when I was young. So, but.
Come on, cassette. Where you find the player at for that?
I don't know how we played that. I think it was on the PlayStation, maybe, or something. I think so.
Cassette is crazy. I ain't seen a cassette in a long time.
No, but it was recorded off of a cassette, but he put it on a CD.
Oh, okay. So you can just play it. Okay.
However, that director recorded that album, I don't know. I can't remember. It was so long ago, but listening back, I'm like, we sounded crazy.
Would you say, is that where you found your voice?
I don't think I found my voice until I graduated high school and came to college. That's when I really started coming into who I was, and I was carving out a lane for Turk. Like, and shout out to Alexia from the 252. She named me Turkey. And I just changed up the name. I changed it to Turk when I got to college, and then it became Turk Bitch. That was my brand. I just created it. I don't know where Turk Bitch came from. It just came from my Twitter and Instagram one day. I just changed it to Turk Bitch, or somebody was like, it's Turk Bitch or something like that. And that's how it transitioned over to that. But ever since then, I haven't changed it. And I was like, I'm gonna make an entity out of this at this point. Like, So when I got to college, I just kind of found myself. I was able to like enjoy myself because growing up, I was very sheltered with my parents. I didn't get to really do things and be out and about like other teenagers were doing. So I found myself when I got to college. I was turning up. Okay. Like never before.
Period.
So that's when I would say I found my voice, when I got to college.
Nice. Now, to switch gears, I don't know, maybe your fans do know, but I know you used to dibble and dabble with the ballroom. Do you miss that at all?
That's crazy that you asked that. I miss being on stage when it comes to ballroom. I don't miss everything that comes with ballroom outside of the scenes.
The like politics.
The politics, the shade, and the cost for these mm-hmm. effects. People don't understand that people put money into their
the
looks.
The costumes, yeah. The makeup, the hair.
Mine were like $400, $500 per look back then. I was like, I can't fathom now me trying to grow my own brand and pay $500 for an effect. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think I can be in that space right now. But maybe when the brand grows, I do think I might go back and walk a couple North Carolina balls here and just see if I can get my feet wet again in it. You know, but for now, I'm going to try to get back with the Couture alumni. We're going to try to do a show very soon at A&T.
Okay, upcoming.
Yeah, so it's slated for March, but I don't know if we're going to get it, everything together. But
look,
we
are pulling out the exclusives.
I just changed her voice off.
I wasn't prepared. I'm not going to lie. I was like, what was that?
But yeah, you did get some exclusive with that.
Ew, most emotional moment over these last 100 episodes. Most emotional.
The last time I can remember crying when it comes to my podcast, it would have to be. Okay, so my first emotional moment was season one. I was like, when I first heard myself back, like on platforms, I was like, oh my God. I really did it. Mm-hmm. I really was able to make this happen. Who knows where it can take me? Then, when I got my radio contract with Power 109 Radio, shout out to them as well. I'm not with them anymore, but they're still family. I'm mm-hmm. always gonna love them. And they actually pushed my show mm-hmm. further than I could ever imagine. I had a whole hour segment. And people were just flocking, like, from different areas to listen to the show. And so that was great for me for exposure. So, and we got over 60 countries now that we have charted in when it comes to Talk with Turk. So, for me, that's an accomplishment within itself. Like, a lot of people don't chart at all mm-hmm. or don't know how to check the charts to see if they've ever charted mm-hmm. with their podcast. So for me, I've always kept up with stuff like that because I want to see how well it's growing. I want to see what I need to do, you know, what I might need to switch up or right. how often to put out more episodes and stuff like that. So all in all, when it comes to that, you know, that was my second emotional moment when I heard myself back on radio mm-hmm. and I got my radio contract. So I would say those two moments.
Okay, for sure.
What are some of the top countries you're in?
Oh gosh, Sweden, Turkey, London. I have a whole list of them, actually.
Listen, baby, I don't know what it is about Sweden, Germany, and Brazil, but they love some American products.
Yeah, and even in Turkey, like my own. I think that's really cute, too, the mm-hmm. fact that I'm Turkey charting in Turkey. Mm-hmm. Like, so I think that's really cute. But it's a lot of them. Even some that I can't even name. Like, but I'll swing back around to that and give y'all a whole list of them if you want.
And I only say that because, you know, Leo's charting right now with the Lowly release. Okay. And a lot of the places that we are seeing is like Germany, Sweden, mm-hmm. Brazil, Turkey. He's, you know, having a little 1-2 here. But right. the places that like are really flocking to his music are mm-hmm. overseas. I was like, I think we need to take a trip, friend.
No, yeah, for real though. Because take a real trip. They actually support and they be listening.
They like, do.
They really do.
We just did 1 month without doing any of his marketing mm-hmm. or promotion for the album. And I went and looked at it today. I said, Leo, you still got like 6,000 streams this month. He said, but I put no marketing on it. I said, what if we find out they're really still listening? Boy, that's what I like to see. Mm-hmm. Authentic. It lets you know that the results that you're getting back are authentic.
That's very true.
Because there's a lot of people out here buying bots, baby, but we ain't going to talk about that.
Okay.
That's for another show.
For another show.
We'll save that for another show.
If y'all were to go to Europe, Sweden, Germany, etc., what would y'all do?
I want to sightsee. I ain't going to lie. Yeah. I ain't never been over there. I want to walk around and see what I can see. But give me all the rules in the pamphlet before I get on the plane. Listen here.
I mean, of course I would go for vacation, but I want to, anything that I can find to hone my craft or like put myself out there, I'm going to take the opportunity.
You know, I'd be looking for the open mics.
That's me. That's the type of timing I'm on.
I'd be looking
like, for I'm here to enjoy myself, but... Yeah, what can I do to get myself, you know, on another level?
You know, I just told you we're going to Maryland tomorrow, and I'm already hitting people in Maryland like, hey, y'all got some open mics or something
you
tomorrow
ready?
For us to fall through? Because, you know, I do want to go and have a good time. I've never been to Maryland, so I'm pretty excited to go and see. But at the same time, what roots can I put down out here about what we doing at home? Take a card. True. Here's a card.
Okay. Right. Yep.
And it smelled good.
Mind you, I just got my business cards together.
Nice.
So I can't wait to start passing those out. They're actually so cute. I love them.
Friend,
so.
You can see me with a couple. I will definitely pass them out while I'm in Maryland.
Yes.
Thank you. I will give y'all some before we leave.
We'll pass both of them out. We have two cards. Hey, if you're looking for media interviews, get that first card.
Okay.
For distribution for your music.
Mm-hmm.
Second card.
Got it. Noted.
Period. Nice.
And I also want to note that my podcast was top 5% globally, and that came from like an actual website. My global rank is, well, it was 10%, but it changed to 5% over the past 6 months.
Come on here.
And I posted that not too long ago, so that means out of 3 million podcasts, like, I'm in the top 5 percentile.
Period.
So 60 countries, top 5 percentile out of 3 million podcasts. Like, I'm just trying to make it even bigger. We need somebody to pick my show up at this point.
At this point, one of y'all.
Okay.
If dream platform to pick it up would be who?
Black Podcast Network by Charlamagne the God. Yes, definitely. Shout out to them as well. And I'm also going to be sending y'all some things very, very soon. So hopefully y'all check it out.
Period. Somebody tag Charlamagne.
And Lauren LaRosa, I'm waiting on you, girl. So, you know, she already know what I'm talking about. Lauren LaRosa from The Breakfast Club. And she's actually a great person. I also admire her as well because she's a great journalist. She researches her topics, and I aspire to be just like that. Like, and she goes deep when she researches. Like, she will find people's bank account information if she needs to, just to make sure that what she's talking about is right.
Is correct.
Like, so shout out to her as well.
And I definitely give you that. You definitely care about the authenticity of the material that you present to.
Thank you. I do because I don't want to. I mean, of course, I'm going to give my opinion, but I also don't want to be up here giving information that's not true or, you know, not valid.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to be Tasha Cade.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
We don't want to be her.
Not you had to throw some shade. Listen, you know what, y'all? I like Tasha K, though.
Entertaining. I don't like her homophobic ways, but I like what she does when it comes to like media.
She's like, quite entertaining media-wise. Yeah, you know, you can agree to disagree on views with people sometimes, but she herself, she's entertaining.
She's entertaining. Yeah, so. I'll give
she
her
looks
that.
In it. No, I'm just
kidding.
Let me stop.
Oh, no. Shout out to Tasha K.
Shout
and
out to Tasha
unwind
K.
with Tasha K as well. No smoke here.
Period.
And speaking of having fun, man, have you been watching the Coulda Been Love show with Drewski?
No, I haven't.
I've seen some of the like reels. Yeah. Drewski ain't got no sense at this point. I'm almost convinced. Drewski just don't have no sense. Everything he do.
Seen that.
It kind of feels like Flavor of Love. You remember Flavor of Love?
Yeah, I do. And a lot of people still have those type of templated shows out. Like Erica Mena has one out now, like a dating show.
I haven't even watched it because I'm uninterested in Erica Mena.
Two Ways with Mena, Erica Mena. It's actually good. It's actually funny. I don't like her at all.
Do I need to go watch it?
It's good.
Is it worth the view?
It's worth it.
I mean, I already paid for the app, so...
I'll give it to her. It's good.
But I purposely on my weekly watch skip right over that one.
What makes a good reality show to you?
A good reality show has great production. It has great storyline. Not any fake storyline, because we see that a lot when it comes to certain shows. And not anything forced. And I want it to also have a cultural aspect where we talk about... different things when it comes to the culture, like, because a lot of these reality shows are just white based, if you get what I'm saying. So I love when we actually get reality shows where black people are the main attraction.
Yes.
And even if they're not on that particular show, like Beverly Hills, for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, for example, like that was an all white cast at first, mainly.
It's not now.
It's not anymore. We finally have some
color. Gabby on there.
Yeah, and you also have Bose as well. So they changed it up now. So it's like I want to make sure that what I'm watching actually has some type of value to it. Like, of course, we like the shade. We like the drama. That's what makes TV, you know. But
we also like to say, oh, my God, I can't believe she did it.
Yeah, so I like to see all of the aspects. I want to see how people are living. Like, just show us that you're a regular person like we are. Because, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you just have more money. But you're still a human, and you still do some of the things that we do out here. You know, like Sutton was talking about going to the Dollar General. She was like, I don't know about y'all, but I still go to the Dollar General, no matter how much money I have.
Right.
So, you know, I like reality shows that just have meaning and purpose as well. And not just like reality TV when it comes to like Housewives or anything like that. I'll watch other stuff. That's reality.
I love the Ratchet TV.
Like, Ratchet TV is fun too, especially for Sundays. Like, it's fun watching other people beat other people up.
And I ain't got to do it.
You know? It just is to me. Like, it's entertaining. It might not be valuable to my life or, you know, what I got going on, but I like to watch it. You know, I have nothing against it.
And I think that's what makes cast members like Billy, Barbie, and Monty fan favorites, because they really just they're regular everyday people on screen and off screen. They let you know what it is and what it ain't, on camera, off camera. They're not high in their lives when they go live and on their Instagrams or their Facebook or their socials. And I think that's important.
It is.
That's important for reality TV. You want to have a sense of what's really going on with you. That's going to draw more people to you.
That's very true. Very true.
Yeah, man, because it sounds like maybe in your producer bag, like the way you just described those reality shows.
I'm waiting to see it.
Yes, and shout out to my friend JoJo Bond. He is a producer at Bravo for some of these Housewives shows, and he's always told me that, you know, if I ever make my way to the cities that they are at, that he'll look out. And I know that maybe I have that waiting for me one day too. You know?
So you moving to Atlanta free?
I don't want to. I don't think Atlanta is for me, but it might be beneficial to my career. But who
Potomac.
Knows where life would take us. Potomac is too expensive for me. She's out of my budget right now. But maybe years down the line, when I'm established, we can move to Potomac and just live a rich life.
Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City too.
It's on the way, man.
Yeah, like, it's on the way, for sure.
For sure. I'm just putting it out in the universe because it's coming.
That's right. You got to speak it.
I'm just speaking it.
Hey, 100 episodes?
100 episodes. Yeah, you guys. Like, that's so crazy.
I can't believe it. I'm in shock. I can't believe it, but I can't believe it at the same time.
Like, I'm happy. I'm happy right now, and I got to do it with people I care about and people that actually care about my brand and my platform.
I was just so thankful to be invited.
Of course. And I know it's last minute, but you guys are professionals, and you made it happen. Like, y'all came through still.
We going to show up and show out every time.
Every time. Y'all do.
In case they didn't know.
Y'all do. So, I'm really thankful for you guys for showing up. So,
speaking of which, man, it was right on time when we met. We just showed up and we were matching colors.
Like we were, and he took a picture of us. Like, you took the picture, right? Yeah. He took a picture, or he had somebody take it of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, he
said. I was matching.
We was matching. Like, it was my first time. Was it the first day on campus?
I believe so, yeah.
Or first week or something like that. Like, and I could already tell he was, like, some sort of creative, like, and I already wanted to link up with different creators. I was like, who can I see on campus today? Uh-huh. Who can I talk to on campus today? And Denzel was, like, the first person to embrace me. I felt like he saw my energy, because you probably already seen me from Couture prior to that.
Yes.
And so he probably, I'm really grateful for that, because that actually helped me get in my bag, too, and not be so, like, shame on campus. Like, I was like, oh, okay, like, people are actually thinking I'm cool. They like my outfit first day of school. Yeah. Like,
right.
I felt important, and that was a great feeling. So thank you for that moment always, though.
Hey, man, shoot, you're the one that showed up. You just so happened to put it together.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, it was a moment. My ANT days were definitely great. That's when I really started, like, honing who I was. I was like, let me just figure out who I am and figure out what I want to do and what makes me happy, because I'm always making other people happy and doing stuff for everybody else. I'm gonna figure out some shit on my own.
Right. And I know they say college is not for everybody, but I think everybody needs a little bit of that experience.
That's true. Right. That is very true.
A little bit. It does teach you how to navigate certain things. Some of the same things that you deal with in the adult environment that you didn't deal so well with maybe in your high school or your middle school environments, it's like you get a do-over.
Exactly.
With college. With, like, a fresh pair of eyes and a slightly adult mind, because you're starting to get responsibility, real life is starting to hit you. I think everybody needs a little bit of the experience there. If you find it's not for you, you know, go your separate way. But I think everybody should at least give it a shot.
And that's very true. And I'm very grateful for that moment and those moments.
Hi, everyone. This is JJ, the co-founder of Good Pods. If you haven't heard of it yet, Good Pods is like Goodreads or Instagram, but for podcasts. It's new, it's social, it's different, and it's growing really fast. There are more than 2 million podcasts, and we know that it is impossible to figure out what to listen to. On Good Pods, you follow your friends and podcasters to see what they like. That is the number one way to discover new shows and episodes. You can find Good Pods on the web or download the app. Happy listening.
All right, you guys, we are back to finish up the 100th episode today. And once again, we are here with Coco and we are here with Denzel. Thank you guys for interviewing me so far. This has been a great interview. I love this. You guys are doing great. We can just pick back up where we left off.
How have you felt about being interviewed, being on the other side of the curtain?
It feels great, actually. I feel like I'm able to actually answer questions that people may have had that I haven't answered for them already. And it feels great to be able to express it and just to answer those questions. So I love it. I love it. Where are we off to next?
Right. I mean, shoot, it's 100 episodes. Pretty sure you have 100 more in you. Or are you looking to do a limited amount, or what's up? What's next?
Oh, I'm not going to stop with the podcast. Like, so it's definitely going to be 100 more. It might have to. Yeah. Like, it took 5 seasons to get to 100, almost 6. So, as you can see, that's about 20 episodes per season that I have put in, and that's in a span of, what, 4 years, 4.5 years. So, I've been putting in some work and, you know, doing everything myself when it comes to the production of it, editing and all of that stuff. And, of course, amazing, amazing graphic designer, Tahiri. I don't know if you know her, Denzel, from ANT. She graduated ANT, but she's amazing. Like, she's done a lot of my revamping. She did my revamping for season 4 while I was at the radio. And then the revamp of season 5 she did as well. And she tweaked the little things for me to get ready for season 6. So I'm still grateful. But she's across seas right now and working on some projects of her own. So I'm proud of her. And thank you, Tahiri, for all of your hard work. And I'm about to take the ranks over with everything that you have taught me. So, like I said, it's been a journey. Like, 100 episodes, doing all the work, when it comes to your editing. Like, the editing is just the toughest part. Like, that could piss you off sometimes when it comes to podcasting.
It's very tedious.
It's very, very tedious. So, but, you know, I make it work. I make it happen. I try to, at least. We're just going to keep going. Keep going from here.
Okay. So, any teasers you want to give for upcoming episodes or segments?
Let's see. What can I offer? I mean, of course, we have the lineup for the next season. Siren 6. Yeah, so we have Siren. We have Candy Birds. We also have Lady Luck. We have Billboard Baby coming back.
Okay.
Angelica Ross.
All right.
Jasmine Masters. We also have Trinity K. Bonet as well. So we have a lot of things up the pipeline. And then I'm going to also be working with some underground artists as well, interviewing them as well. Coco, yeah. We already have Leo Legend, who's going to be definitely be in the building for season 6. So
he can't wait.
I want you guys to, okay, I know he is. And I want like my audience as well to like get into people that we don't talk about on the day, like people that you may not know. Because it was once upon a time when I had people like streaming me, like shouting me out, hey, y'all go listen to Talk with Turk podcast. So, you know, I want to make sure that I do the same, because it's hard out here.
It is.
It's hard out here for a pimp.
It's hard out here for a bitch.
Okay. That's funny.
That's a drop right there.
That was definitely a drop.
That is a drop. I will. Definitely. I like that.
Any upcoming format changes or collaborations, live events?
Well, of course, format-wise, you know, as you can see, like I said, we have all of the video equipment that we need, and I'm grateful to my fiance for helping me make that possible as well. We just got a whole different layout for the piloted shows, for the 10 episodes that we have with The Compound, who will be filming that. So production is starting very, very soon. Yeah. We're just waiting on some few set designs to arrive. Like, I need my sign behind me, okay? So I don't want to start with
nothing without the sign.
Mm-mm. I need my sign.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It's a bigger version of the current sign?
Yes.
Yes, baby. That's what I like to hear.
It's going to be amazing. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Hopefully it comes as requested, and that it works when it gets here, and we won't have no
we're gonna say hopefully. It's going to come as requested, and it's going to work.
Like,
period.
So I'm excited for it. So it's a different design. I wanted to go with something different. But we'll always have different changes along the way. So
dopeness. Yeah. I love to hear. I love to see the growth. I'm gonna just keep saying that. I love to see the growth.
Thank you.
That made me cry.
Sounds like you're scaling up, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to. And thank you once again, Giselle, for coming over to even try to help me with my cameras and stuff at one point in time. Like, because I'm not used to doing visual stuff, like video stuff, and trying to figure out how to work that equipment. Like, audio, I can figure that out all day. Like, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just grateful that it's actually starting to move into the direction that I actually always saw it going.
Right.
So, I'm just glad to be here in this moment and just enjoy it and celebrate it. You know, best way to go into 100 episodes.
While enjoying and celebrating, any personal reflections that you want to share, or any learned lessons or growth that you had over these 100 episodes?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Whether it be, you know, with the equipment or with guests, you know?
Decorum when it comes to, like, speaking with guests and, like, wanting people on your show and reaching out and just making sure that you're just being respectful time-wise and just scheduling-wise for everybody involved, you know, like business-wise. Yeah, yeah, so everybody, it's only fair. Also, just reflecting on how I made it possible, like, just continuing to want to learn more. Those are the best moments for me. When I learn more about my own stuff, like, I get so excited. Like, that makes me so happy, and I get joy.
Giddy like a child.
Yes, yes.
You be like, oh, I got it.
Okay, yes, yeah. I figured
me
it out.
Too,
I figured it out.
Me too.
More personal reflections. You know, I had to sacrifice a lot of things to make this come to fruition. So that was like not hanging around certain crowds anymore, being involved in certain things anymore, mm-hmm. And just being focused and just being centered. And that's, I reflect on that a lot because, you know, I could have been somewhere different. I could have been doing something different but this. But I'm glad that I did chose that path to do this and be in the podcasting world. So personal reflections, that's what I would say.
Any new podcaster, I would tell you the one of the first things you need to do is remember that you are your brand.
Yes.
So anything that you do, anything you got going on, reflects on that brand. If you expect for it to grow, you got to treat it like your baby from the jump.
Yep.
You can't wait for it to start picking up traction. Even when you have two listeners, you got to treat it like you got two listeners.
You gotta do it, and you got to just be steadfast with it. You can't be at a halt. So, because if you halt yourself, you're halting your own growth. You don't know what's right and what's wrong until you actually do it. You don't know how to fix the problem until you actually try it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how to break the algorithm until you actually do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing I do know that I need to work on. So any tips for that, you know, I'm gladly open to take all of that because I need to learn how to work the algorithm to get my brand online to grow more, like my social media to
friend,
grow even more.
I ain't gonna tell you on earth, but when we get off of earth, I'm gonna tell you.
Okay.
I can't tell you on earth. And they ain't paying me to say their name on earth.
Okay.
But when we get off earth.
Definitely tell me. When we
don't let me forget. As soon as we get off earth. What was you talking about, friends? So I can give you the form.
Yeah. In combination with what she's going to tell you, it's just continuing to be you, man.
Right.
For real. Like when we talk about Europe and what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when you scale up and what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And what you expect. Man, you have the listeners. Obviously, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that one person hear you and they see you.
Right. That's true. That's true.
And I try to. The right ear to stumble across.
And I try to always remember that as well. Like, I know that the journey is going to be tough and that it doesn't, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It's going to be something that you definitely got to work towards. It's not going to happen overnight. So I'm glad that I've actually come into knowing that and being comfortable sitting in that, knowing that, because sometimes the worries and the anxiety get the best of me. Like, there's a few songs I listen to that actually talk about, like, wanting your dreams to come true and, like, and how heartbroken you are because it's not happening right then and there.
It's not happening, like, fast enough for you.
Yeah.
It's not on our,
like,
timing, y'all.
I listen
God's
to a few
timing.
Songs like Tinashe. She has a song called Wanderer. And that song, it really explains me as a person. It's like, it talks about wanting to achieve those dreams, and you see it happening for you. You see it in your dreams happening for you. You see it when you wake up, when you're daydreaming. Like, you see it in your mind. Like, you see numbers that align with your dream. And she talks about it in the song, and that explains me to the fullest, because I feel like that happens to me on a day-to-day basis. I'm like, always in my mind, like, what's next? Or how can we achieve where we're trying to go?
We shall receive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy you said that, because I listened to another song by the Clark Sisters called You Shall Receive. You guys should check that out too, because that's another song that keeps me, like, near the cross, because I need Jesus when it comes to this sometimes.
Listen, I just keep saying that I'm so proud of you, because, you know, we had our 100th episode last year, so it's hard to explain the feeling.
Yeah, it is.
But I understand the feeling, like, 100... 100 episodes is a big milestone. Mm-hmm.
And I actually pushed my like show back so that you guys can have that time for you guys.
Aww.
Like for 40K. Like, so shout out to 40K.
I appreciate that.
So I was like, no, because my 100th episode was definitely coming out around the same
time. Around
like,
the same time.
And I was like, no, we're not going to do that. Like,
I'm going to wait
till I actually figure some different things out and how I wanted to go, because I had no clue. I was just going to get up and talk for my 100th episode.
Yeah, the 100th episode, listen, but ours was just like that. 100 episodes, we was like, we don't know what we're about to do. Like, we're just going to invite a couple artists out here. But it turned out to be really good.
Yeah, it's turning out to be great. So, like, things align, divine timing.
Look at God
moving.
I'm
all about divine timing, too. Okay?
Church head nod shape. Y'all better know it.
For real.
But, yeah, so I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
Yes.
Last question. I'm here for it. Let's go.
Okay. Last question. I feel like I done asked you everything tonight.
Yeah, I have. Y'all have asked great questions. Like, great questions that should have been asked before to me, but nobody's ever been able to ask me because nobody's ever, you know.
Oh, I'm about to ask the messy question. I'm about to get your personal business. When is the wedding?
You have to ask him. But I mean, no, we talked about it. We wanted it to be September of next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We don't know yet. We just want to make sure everything aligns. We want to make sure we have our lives together, mm-hmm. you know, because my man is following his dreams too. He's an amazing singer.
Yes, he is.
Amazing artist, writer. Like, so we're both trying to make our dreams come true.
For sure.
And we're
sure.
trying to make it come true with each other. And as long as we are happy with one another,
that's all that matters.
We already married, you know.
Period.
So, but
at the end of it.
Yeah, but when we get everything together, when we get our lives together, when we probably get a house and, you know, things
are you
like
gonna
that.
Vlog it?
I would love to, yes.
I
would
actually
we would be on TV by then.
I feel like your listeners would love.
Okay, hopefully we'll be on TV by then and they could just film us.
Your listeners would love to watch that.
They would love to watch us.
They would definitely love to watch
for
that.
For sure.
But why do you think so?
What? That they would love to watch it?
Yeah.
These two are characters, okay, especially that one. They are characters. Like, when I come over and just chill when we're not working, mm-hmm. I'm cackling the entire time that I'm here.
All the time.
Because it's just a good time. I feel like everybody's going to enjoy that.
But that's why we work, because, like, where I'm chill, like, he lifts me up, because sometimes I'm too chill and I just be like, like, I can be dull sometimes. Like,
wait.
But I just be relaxed.
And he will turn on music and just start twerking in the house. Next thing you know, it's a party in here.
And we having fun.
Ain't no telling, honey. Anything, yeah.
But yeah.
I think the audience would love that.
I think so too. But yeah. Yeah, I've asked great questions tonight, and I'm grateful that you guys have been able to just come on the first recorded episode visually, you know.
I'd like to celebrate.
Yeah, so we here. Oh, shout out to Fashion Nova. I gotta make sure I rep them as well, because they sent me clothes and stuff like that.
Oh.
And on season 6, when we get with the compound and record, I will be wearing some of those outfits during those
Period,
episodes.
Fashion
so,
Nova.
So shout out to Fashion Nova as well for everything.
And I do want to give a shout out. Shout out to Smoke and Diamonds Media Group.
Okay, shout out to Smoke and Diamonds.
Okay.
We got a shout out. What about you, bro? And I want everybody to go ahead and just, you know, shout out their own entities and where they can find you and everything you got going on, projects. Like, this is a safe space here.
Okay.
Yeah, music everywhere. Charlotte. No, not Washington, because my name is Denzel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, from there, we can find each other.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, for sure, for sure.
There we go. And it's all said and done. The 100th episode of Talk with Turk. Right after this video, you guys will see some celebrity guests to give us some shout outs for Talk with Turk, their favorite moments as well. And they'll let you guys know what they have going on and where you can find them and things like that. So I want to give a shout out to all of them who have been involved in this process as well. Because I know everybody's schedule is different. People are working hard.
Uh-huh.
And so for them to take the time out to be here for me, especially y'all too as well, I'm just grateful and I'm humble, and we are at 100 finally. But You guys can catch me very, very soon on YouTube. We will be streaming the new episodes starting in April. We'll be filming in March, and so I'll be very, very busy in March. I know I will not have time for anything. I will probably give you guys another update audio wise through all of the platforms, and it'll pop up as a new episode if you're subscribed already, you know. But follow me on all platforms. We're now on Pandora Music as well, so shout out to Pandora. So you can find me on Pandora, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so many more. I mean, it's a lot. So, but those are the main ones if you have an iPhone or Android that you can find me in. And Google Play.
All I gotta do is search talk.
Okay. Period. And don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Flo Millie. And right now, you're listening to Power 109 Radio.
Hey. It's your boy, Turk Bish, here with Power 109 Radio. I'm here with Lettucey. Shout out to Lettucey.
Thanks for having me. Hey, Turk, Power 109 Radio. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, it's your girl, Ashley Tamar Davis, and I'm here on Talk with Turk.
It's Kay Daniels live on Talk with Turk.
Yeah, it's your girl, Billboard Baby, and you're now tuned in to the one and only Talk with Turk. You heard? We live, baby. We the waviest. We the waviest ones. You know what it is. Brr, bah.
Talk with Turk. Talk with Turk. Talk with Turk.